All right, John, you've brought your crystal ball into the studio this morning. And how does 2016 look like it's shaping up?
Well, 2016 looks a lot like 2015, 2014, 2013, 2012. It's kind of more of the same. Slow economic growth. We're going to keep chipping away at unemployment, but it's not going to come down as fast as some people would like. And overall, I think it's another kind of lackluster growth year.
You did talk with Paul Mason. He's an economist at the University of North Florida, and he found a bright spot to look for in Florida's economy.
Yes, the brightest spot for next year will be in real estate.
And we've already seen that during 2015, that real estate prices and the number of building permits have been stronger this year than they have been for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence of the increased building, there will be more income for more workers in construction and indirectly in like Lowe's and Home Depot and other housing-related markets.
Mason went on to make the point that he thought commercial real estate would be another bright spot. Businesses are expanding. They need more space. And we just saw a big deal close in Butler Point, a $12 million sale of a building. And that's part of what we're talking about there.
But despite what's going on in real estate, you're saying we're in for another year, maybe the sixth year in a row of sort of disappointing economy overall.
Yeah, that's what experts are saying. And that's what the American people are saying, too. You know, 70% of people in the United States, according to a recent poll, still think we're in a recession. So that disappointment is playing out in our national politics. People are so disillusioned with what's been happening and disappointed in the fact that things aren't getting better faster, that they're turning to these kind of alternative candidates like a Donald Trump, like a Bernie Sanders on the left, who are offering non-traditional answers to what's going wrong here.
So maybe the economy will be good for voter turnout.
You can go back to Bill Clinton's famous line from 1992. It's the economy, stupid. The economy is always important in national elections. But, you know, these are forecasts.
And our economics professor, Paul Mason, has his own prediction for 2016. Let's hear that.
I'm looking for 2016 to start out pretty much status quo, but accelerate in growth through the year. And by the end of the year, I think we're going to be a lot stronger than we are today.
If everything goes right, if the interest rates do spur economic growth, if Europe does pick up in its economy, if China also starts to accelerate again, then stronger growth in 2016 is certainly on the table.
John Burr is WJCT's business analyst. I'm Jessica Palumbo.